Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening, and hello again. You're on PNP Talk to the Twins. This is Angel Wee. Oh, it's coming back.
Praise you, Lord. And
butterfly. Oh, we got a guest in the studio tonight. Have you ever heard of a Roman studio?
Yes, we got one.
Yes, sir. This tonight's show is grown
and sexy.
Yes.
We got some changes in the car. I'm not gonna find.
Okay, we gotta get serious. So this is my love and relationship.
But you know, you gotta have some fun.
You know, when you're living,
you gotta have fun. You gotta do what you gotta do. Can you pass me that, please, Angel?
He's winning, honey. Nay.
Yeah.
Tonight's subject of love and relationship is healthy relationship. How to define a healthy relationship? How to define a relationship that will thrive, honey? And we just want you all out there to listen closely. We're going to have Coach Felicia on with us in just a few moments. But while she is off, we will talk to you just in general about, let's see, some people need to know in a relationship, how was your day, honey? Didn't that sound nice? Babe, you're looking quite swell today. Oh, the guests in the studio don't have to exit the building. But, you know, you want to hear something positive. You want to be affirmed. You want to feel that you are valid in the relationship. So, you know, if you say, good morning, sweetheart, just those words alone can start off with a great day. And I have always loved to, you know, make sure that the one that I'm with knows exactly how I feel about them in that moment. I try to be pleasant when I can, and I expect the same thing for me in return. So, if you have a significant other, how do you wake up in the morning? How do you start your morning with that person? Are you grumpy? Did you roll out of the bed on the wrong side of the bed? Are you frustrated? No, you should not be that way. First of all, you shouldn't go to bed angry. Not at all, because you won't get a good night's rest. Oh, everybody's laughing at my talk. But I'm doing the best darn job that I can back here in the studio. Because Butterfly has some things she wants to share with me.
I do?
Yeah.
No, I don't know nothing about that. I'm the boss.
Well, then you can tell us how not to be the boss.
Oh, listen. Stop talking and listen.
Listen, twins.
Yes, you'll say marriage for long time.
Come on. We're working on some things in the studio right now.
Well, while we're working on that, we need a word from the Lord.
Shout out to Sonya.
Lord, Someone was singing. Yeah, we're trying to get the music going and the people going. We have a few more minutes for our showtime. We just want you all to know that, you know, we're going to continue on with the show as best we can. We do have our therapist on the line. She's holding, or it might be a guest that's listening in.
So just keep listening. You know, we got some good day. Just hold on. Just leave me while I leave. But we love having our coach and therapist. She is licensed therapist, and she has written 3 books that will be coming out in the spring. And most of her books are self-help books about keeping a healthy and good, solid relationship, building strong relationships. So we like to focus on that more so than anything. Whoa, whoa. Mm-hmm. Yes. We have a call.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, it's me, Butterfly.
I was just checking for the technical difficulty. Okay, well, we appreciate that. You can confuse me here. But we know it works. So God is in the business of working it out. So let's see if we can get our coach on the phone. Our therapist, one moment. We got Bessie.
Hello.
Oh, God. Hello, is this the therapist that we need?
We need a word from the Lord.
Oh, yes, we need a word from the therapist, honey, because we twins have the time today.
Well, thank God technology gave us a break so we can talk briefly about a healthy relationship.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I was telling our listeners about your books that you have that that will be out this spring, and I just want you to enlighten them on your books as well so they can be prepared to buy them.
That would be an honor. The first book is called Loving You Feels Right, But I Don't Want to Be Wrong, and that certainly speaks to healthy versus to unhealthy, or another way of saying it, functional versus the dysfunctional pattern relationships. The other one is called Speak Now or Forever Hold Your Peace, which is a relationship book for couples who are thinking about getting engaged, or perhaps those even engaged now thinking about getting married. And the final one for married couples who want to kind of enhance their existing marriage is called Now That We've Said I Do, Now What? And it, again, is a conversation as well for me.
Yes, and, you know, our main thing that we are really pushing out there are the power couples. And so I feel like this would be just a great way to begin this with having a healthy relationship, because how can you become a power couple if your relationship is unhealthy and if it is toxic? So you have to basically start from the ground floor and work first on yourself. Wouldn't you agree?
I solely agree. One analogy I love using with couples is you don't start on penthouse level with any relationship. You may start on ground zero because it's two people getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's pretty much building a foundation from the ground up. And so with a healthy relationship. Yes, yes. So when you speak of a healthy relationship, could you tell our listeners what a healthy relationship looks like?
I will be honored to do that. Let's first say this. A healthy relationship, you alluded to it earlier. Hurt people hurt people. So if you're in a relationship and you know the person is doing little shoddy things against you to kind of penetrate or trigger anger, outbursts, or anything that's going to create raw emotions in a negative way, well, that's a sign right there you're not in a healthy relationship. Happy people love the company of other happy people. People that are secure with, yes, ma'am, people that are secure with themselves in relationships or the intent to get into a relationship, they don't want to be hindered from having a great relationship. So they are more apt to work on coming to the table and bringing goodness along with them.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. And then, you know, as like a newlywed couple that you would counsel, would you tell them to make sure that that person is pretty much compatible or that has understanding for your needs each day? How would you go about that?
I would solely agree with that. The Bible is clear in saying in Amos 3:3, can two walk together unless they agree? So the first thing is, even before you get into a relationship, the start of a healthy relationship is being healthy yourself. Because you can you can want a healthy relationship so much, but you, in turn, may not be healthy. And what I mean by that is if you've been married before, if you've been in a lot of broken relationships, or if you have patterns of dysfunctional relationships, if you have not cleaned up what we call unfinished business, then you're apt to be able to entertain an unhealthy relationship because you haven't done your work to get healing in those areas. So in order for you to be in a healthy relationship, you have to start with self first.
And is it true that, you know, if you're coming out of a broken relationship, that you could carry that over into your next relationship, which would cause the same type of problems, or would it be worse? Or?
It could very well cause those same problems, and I'll go back to what I was saying. Unfinished business always lingers into a new relationship. It's guaranteed because you'll have a different name person. It could be Sarah. It could be Julie. But if you haven't cleaned up the baggage from Michelle, or if you, you start dating Charlie and John hurt you really bad, you're going to take those same pains, that same trauma, and that same baggage essentially into your new relationship unless, again, you do your work to get those things solidified. And what I mean by that is you got to do your work to get healing. You got to clean that debris out. You got to make sure that you, before you make attempts to go forward in a relationship, and let me preface by saying companionship is healthy. So it's nothing wrong with while you're working on yourself having a companion. And I don't mean a heavy relationship, but somebody you can do dinner and movies and things of that nature, but you all have had a straight-up conversation about, hey, look, we're just getting to know each other with no expectation or intention while you're doing your work. That's understandable, but you have to do your work. And those things will – it's a repeated pattern if you don't clean it up. It's definitely a repeated pattern.
Yes. Oh, yes, I can believe that. And then in the healing process, are there steps that you can take in order to heal as you work on yourself?
Yes, ma'am. The number one thing that starts it all is praying and asking God to guide and lead you. That's the number one thing. Because if you don't even know that you need to be healed, you'll just keep doing the same thing you've been doing and accepting the same pattern, creating the same patterns, looking for the same patterns. So the first step towards a healthy relationship is one, being healthy yourself. And that starts with praying to God, ask him to help heal you in those broken areas. You know, asking him.
Amen.
You know, we are.
And I find it that you can also attract what you are at that moment because, you know, if you're the type of person that's, I'm just using a general aspect. If you're the type of person that has jealousy issues, is that true that you can attract that type of person or the opposite?
You know, I'm gonna confirm that by saying this. Misery loves company. And typically, happiness won't attract misery. So attractions are like magnets. For some odd reason, we tend to attract what we're familiar with. Some people call them familiar spirits. So if you're not careful, you do have to go through that phase where you clean up all that baggage and you get healing because, like you said, you will tend to repeat the same pattern, a.k.a. spirit. You'll pick up the same spirit in another person. You haven't finished that unfinished business, so therefore, it's like a loose wire. It's going to continue to look for,
like scar tissue. You know, like when you have an open wound and the doctor closes you up, you're going to have scar tissue left behind. And if you don't do something about that scar tissue, it's just going to build and build. So you got to work on yourself internally. So you can be a healthy individual. And, I mean, no one's perfect because usually when you get together with someone, you know, you love the imperfections. Is that right?
Absolutely. And if you're not looking for somebody that's imperfect, you're sadly mistaken because there is nobody that's perfect. There is a perfect person for you, but there is no perfect person.
Yes.
Absolutely. There is no perfect person.
Person, but with a perfect relationship. It can work.
Absolutely.
If you want it to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think
let me briefly share with you. Oh, can you hear me?
If she tries to come back, I'll continue talking because I'm good at it. That's what I do. And this is Angel. They try to hang on my throat. But, you know, I've been under the weather, and everybody knows, you know, I was in a car accident. Somebody ran, stopped trying to hit me. And I have been under the weather as well. But, you know, I am just pressing forward
because that's what God wants me to do. And I have an awesome team. I want to thank God for my mother and my sister who has stepped in and helped me with my kids. And I can't leave out the hubby. He stepped up to the plate, and he's been doing some great things with the boys. So, but the boys is trying to do something else. And I would love to just thank everyone out there that prayed for me, my Facebook friends and so forth. And I thank you all for continuing to tune in to talk to the twins. We're going to play a song right now for you, and we're going to try to get our therapist, Coach Felicia, back on shortly. Thank you. Come on. We just want you to know, anytime you want to call in, we will be glad to answer questions with our therapist on PNT Talk to the Twins, 714-333-3314. We're on each and every Tuesday. It's Love and Relationship Tuesday.
I can't wait to come
on. And on Thursday, it is what it is.
Thursday. It's the only place I want to be.
You never know what we may call.
I already know why. I mean, it's more than that, but you know why, though.
Yeah,
I ain't even got to say no more. I know I'm on my way, though. Get ready.
Early in the morning when I'm standing at attention, I'm missing your attention and the smell of your love all over me. I mean all over me. Nothing better than waking up to perfection. So perfected, it's leaving me with no question. I've given up the quest now.
Foundation first and foremost with the Lord. You
On Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, there you go. On Blog Talk Radio.
So build your relationship, build your hope on things eternal.
Don't
call on God. I need, and you need them too. That's where we roll from. I don't know, this has been a crazy show, but, you know, I thank God for it, because everyone crazy, I don't know where I be. So this is Butterfly and Angel Wing. And
don't call your name.
Oh, Butterfly, okay, too. Angel Wing had to do a lot of yakking. But that's all right. God got me back. So we just hope you continue to listen and tune in. We do have a professional therapist on our team now. We're just so excited about that. You know, God will put you in the right place with the right people at the right time, and he's done that for us. And we know that, the enemy is ugly, and he's trying to mess up our show, but we're going to keep rolling with it. And we pray that you continue to lift us up in prayer, to pray for Talk to the Twins show, continue to listen to us each and every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. We are heard all over the world, so invite your friends and everyone to listen in. Listen to us also on Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to be adding a travel segment to the show. So we're excited about that. And we're just glad that you're all in open ear of us. We appreciate you. And people are laughing at me, but they're laughing because the joy of the Lord is now. I said it all, honey. I said it all. But, remember that, when you're in a relationship, continue to be a healthy person. Because, like I said, hurt people hurt people. The therapist, she clarified that as well. And she also clarified that you should also, if you are a wounded individual, to seek ways to build yourself up. So when you're in a relationship, that you can be healthy and make that relationship healthy. Start out your mornings with, a blessing to each other. Appreciate the ones you're with. Let them know that you love them. Valentine's Day has just passed. What a wonderful occasion to experience love and to show love to those that you are with. And so let it be every day. Let Valentine's be every day. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So, love is giving something that is so precious to you, like your heart, to someone, even if they don't deserve it, but you know that they're worth the love that you have for them. Love is eternal, and love is just a blessing to have. Everyone needs love.
Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good night. Talk to the Twins. God, God.